Nothing lights us up more than helping people grow their wealth through multifamily investing in a way that actually feels good and makes sense where they are right now. That's exactly why we created the Where Am I Now Multifamily Assessment.
Here's the thing, no two journeys ever look the same. Maybe you're just starting out and simply curious about what's possible. Maybe you're dipping your toes into your really first passive investment, or maybe you're craving that behind the scenes peek at how it all works.
You might even be gearing up to go big and acquire your first deal, or ready to scale your portfolio to new heights by teaming up with strong partners who can help you grow like never before.
Instead of tossing you one size fits all advice, boring and not helpful, this assessment zooms in on your exact stage of growth.
It helps us get to know your goals, your challenges, and what gets you most excited about building wealth through multifamily investing, so we can hand over the tools, resources, and support that actually moves the needle for you.
The best part? It only takes a few minutes, but the clarity you walk away with, that's the magic. Think of it as your roadmap to what's next.
Ready? Head to kittysisters.com/whereaminow to get started. That's kittysisters.com/whereaminow.
Caution, debt-free might be keeping you broke. Everybody is out here chasing debt freedom like it's a finish line. Dave Ramsey built a fortune by telling people to stay out of debt. Meanwhile, every billionaire you know, they're buried in it by choice. One of them is lying to you. And if you don't know which one, you'll never get rich. Today, I'm going to expose exactly who's lying.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
Hi, I'm Pommy, the other half of the Kitty Sisters. We went from zero to $400 million in multifamily real estate while helping thousands break free from poverty programming. Now, here's what people tell me all the time. Pommy, I don't want to borrow money because I'm almost debt-free. And my response, debt-free is still equal to zero. In this video, I'm going to show you why one decision, whether you use debt or not, is a dividing line between people who stay at zero and people who multiply wealth again and again. By the end, you'll never look at debt or wealth the same way again. Today, I'm going to expose the reverse wealth trap. I'm going to show you why getting rich the so-called right way is actually keeping you poor forever. And I'm going to reveal the exact strategies that the wealthy use to do the complete opposite of what they tell you to do. Because once you understand what I'm about to share with you, you'll never look at money, debt, or wealth building the same way again. Let me start by asking you one question that will make you uncomfortable. If Dave Ramsey's debt-free philosophy is so effective at building wealth, why isn't Dave Ramsey the richest man in America? Why is Elon Musk, who borrows billions of dollars worth over $200 billion, while Dave Ramsey maybe worth about $50 million? And mega celebrities do this too. Check this out. Recently, Beyonce and Jay-Z took out several mortgages on their Bel Air mansion, including a recent second mortgage of $57.57 million in 2025, bringing the total loan amount on the property to over $110 million. This is by purchasing the $88 million home in cash in 2017. This is a common strategy for the ultra wealthy to maintain liquidity, allow for other investments, and benefit from potential tax advantages rather than a sign of financial need. Here's the truth they don't want you to know. There's two completely different financial systems operating in this country. There's a system they teach you, which is designed to keep you as a productive worker bee, and the system the wealthy actually use, which is designed to multiply money exponentially. The system that they teach you goes like this: get a good job, work hard, save money, avoid debt, invest in mutual funds, and retire at 65 with hopefully enough money to survive. This is what I call the hamster wheel of financial mediocrity. But the system the wealthy actually use is completely different. They acquire income-producing assets. They use other people's money to multiply their purchasing power. They structure their finances to minimize taxes, and they never retire because your money works harder than they do. The question you need to ask yourself is this: which system do you want to be a part of? The system that keeps you working until you die, or the system that makes your money work so hard that you'll never have to work again? Because I'm about to show you that everything you've been taught about money is not just wrong. It's deliberately designed to keep you in financial bondage while the wealthy gets rich off of your labor and your savings. Let's start with the biggest lie they've ever told you about debt. They say that there's good debt and bad debt, but that's peasants thinking, designed to keep you small. The wealthy don't think about good debt versus bad debt. We think about slave debt versus master debt. Slave debt is a debt that makes you poor. This is credit card debt to buy consumer goods. This is car loans for depreciating vehicles. This is student loan degrees that don't increase your earning capacity. Slave debt takes money out of your pocket every single month and gives you nothing in return except the privilege of being in bondage to the lender. But master debt is completely different. Master debt is debt that makes you richer. This debt secured by income-producing appreciating assets that other people pay back for you while you get tax deductions and build equity. This is the debt that billionaires use to multiply their wealth exponentially. What do I mean by this? Think of income-producing appreciating asset as hoisting a sail on a strong wind. Once set, the wind, the market force, appreciation, and compound does most of the work, carrying you forward faster, further, with relatively little effort. Depreciating assets are like rowing against the current. Every stroke drains your energy, and the moment you stop rowing, you drift backwards. But master debt is like catching the perfect ocean current beneath your sail. You're not only propelled by the wind of appreciation, but the current itself, tenant paying down your mortgage, tax advantages, and equity buildup, multiplies your speed. The wealthy don't just roll harder. We align our sails and harness the currents, turning debt from dead weight into a force that carries us exponentially further. Let me give you a syndicated multifamily, 120 unit multifamily complex as an example. Assume the purchase price for this multifamily complex is $12 million. As a limited partner, in this case, assume that I invest $100,000 into this deal alongside with other past investors. According to Dave Ramsey, I should be terrified because this deal means that I'm taking $8.4 million out in debt to finance the property. He would say that that's over-leveraging, taking unnecessary risks, but here's what's actually happening over 5 years. My $100,000 invested generate cash flow distribution, $50,000 in quarterly checks, equity growth, $116,000 as property appreciates, tax savings, $100,000 tax saving through bonus depreciation, debt pay down, $20,000 as tenants pay down our mortgage, total return over $200,000 of my original $100,000 investment, and I still own the asset. But here's the beautiful part. I didn't have to become a landlord, deal with the tenant calls at midnight, or learn property management. I invested passively and collected checks while professional handle everything. According to the debt-free philosophy, we should have saved $12 million in cash to buy this property outright. But you know how much longer it would have taken? The deal would never happen. By the time we saved up $12 million, the property would have been worth at least $18 million due to appreciation. This is why the wealthy use leverage in multifamily syndications. We control large income-producing assets with small amount of capital. The tenants literally pay off the debt for us, while the poor avoid it. Take a look at this loan from one of our properties. For this tenant, the debt service $250,390. That breaks down to $122,525.28 in interest and $9,486.43 in principal. Now, here's a question. Do you think our investors are pulling money to pay this out of our pocket? Absolutely not. This bill is being paid for every single month by the tenant who loves living in our apartments. Leverage allows us to control large income-producing, appreciating assets with small amount of capital. Without leverage, you're limited to what you can save, which in an inflationary environment means you're always chasing a moving target that gets further and further away. The wealthy understand that debt is not the enemy. Ignorance of how to use debt properly is the enemy. We use debt as a tool to multiply our purchasing power and accelerate our wealth building. The poor avoid debt and stay poor forever. Now, let me expose the second part of this conspiracy, and this one's going to make you angry when you realize how you've been played. Imagine this. You've been told to pour your hard-earned money into a bucket for safekeeping. You feel responsible, even proud, for keeping it there. But what you don't see is that the bucket has tiny leaks, slowly draining your wealth. Meanwhile, someone else has quietly attached a pipe to your bucket, diverting some of the water to irrigate their own fields, growing harvest after harvest while yours evaporates. That's exactly what happens with what I call the cash flow conspiracy. They tell you to save money in the bank for emergency and future purchases. They make you feel responsible and conservative for having money in savings accounts earning 0.5%. When you put $50,000 into a savings account earning 0.5%, you make $25 per month. The same bank is taking your $50,000 and lending it out to real estate investors at 7% interest, making $290 per month. They're making over 10 times more with your money than you are. And it gets worse. While your $50,000 sits in the bank, losing purchasing power to inflation, that same $50,000 could be used as down payment to control $250,000 worth of real estate that generates $2,000 per month in cash flow. That's the difference between $25 per month and $2,000 per month. That's the difference between getting poorer and getting richer. That's the difference between being the victim of the financial system and being the master of the financial system. But here's the part that's really going to blow your mind. The bank don't just profit from the spread between what they pay you and what they charge borrowers. They also create money out of thin air through fractional reserve banking. When they lend out your $50,000, they're actually creating new money in the system, which causes inflation, which makes your savings worth less over time. So not only are they paying you almost nothing for your money, money. Not only are they making 10 times more with your money than you do, they're also devaluing your money through the inflationary process of money creation. You're being robbed in three different ways simultaneously, and they've convinced you that this is a responsible thing to do. The wealthy understand this game, which is why we never keep large amount of money in savings account. We immediately deploy our cash into appreciating assets that generate cash flow and provides tax benefits. We use the banking system as a tool, not as a master. Now let's talk about the third part of this conspiracy theory. And this is the most sophisticated part of how they keep you poor while making themselves rich. It's the tax code manipulation. They tell you the tax code is complicated and that you should just pay your fair share and not try to avoid taxes. They make you feel guilty for wanting to minimize your tax burden. They convince you that tax avoidance is somehow unpatriotic or immoral. But here's the truth they don't want you to know. The tax code has 77,000 pages, not to confuse you, but to give the wealthy 77,000 different ways to legally pay less taxes. Every deduction, every credit, every loophole was written by wealthy people for wealthy people. The simplest tax advice you get is designed to keep you paying the maximum amount of tax possible, while the wealthy pay the minimum amount taxes possible. This is not an accident. This is by design. Let me give you an example that will make your blood boil. Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world, pays a lower tax rate than his secretary. Jeff Bezos, worth over $100 billion, paid zero federal income tax in 2018. Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, has had several years that he hasn't taken a salary from Tesla. How is this possible? Because they understand the difference between earned income and portfolio income. Earned income, which is what you get from your job, is taxed at the highest rates possible. But portfolio income, which is what you get from investments, is taxed at a much lower rate. But guess what? It gets better for us, the wealthy. When we own appreciating assets like stocks and real estate, we don't pay any taxes on the appreciation until we sell. This is called unrealized capital gains, and it's completely tax-free. So a billionaire can see their net worth increase by $10 billion in a year and pay zero taxes on that increase. But if you get a $10,000 raise at your job, you're going to get $3,000 in taxes on that increase. But here's where it gets really sophisticated. The wealthy aim to never sell our income-producing appreciating assets. Instead, we borrow against them. When we borrow money, it's not considered income, so it's not taxable. This means we can access the value of our appreciating assets without ever paying taxes on the appreciation. This is called buy, borrow, die strategy, and it's how generational wealth is built and preserved. We buy appreciating assets, we borrow against those assets to fund our lifestyle, and when we die, our heirs receive step-up basis, which means all the appreciation transfers tax-free. Meanwhile, you're working a job, paying the highest tax rates, and being told that this is the responsible way to build wealth. You're being systematically impoverished by a tax system that is designed to extract the maximum wealth from workers while protecting the wealth of asset owners. Now, let me reveal the fourth part of this wealth transfer mechanism, and this one is the most insidious part that's invisible to most people, and it's what I call the inflation arbitrage. And it's how the wealthy get richer during inflationary periods while the poor get poor. They tell you that inflation is bad for everyone, that you should protect yourself by saving money and avoiding debt. But this is exactly backwards. Inflation is terrible for savers and fantastic for borrowers, especially borrowers who own income producing assets. Here's how it works. When you save money in a savings account earning 2% interest, if you're lucky, and inflation runs at 8%, you're losing 6% of your purchasing power every year. Your money is literally becoming worth less and less every day you hold it. But when you have fixed rate debt secured by income producing appreciating assets, inflation becomes your employee. Let me give you an example for one of our properties. In 2023, we borrowed around $44 million at 3.49% interest to acquire a commercial property. At the time, inflation was running at its peak, 8.1%. We essentially being paid 3.49% per year to hold onto that debt. The bank is losing money in real terms, and we and our investors are getting richer just by waiting. But it gets even better. The property we bought for $77 million is now worth close to $83 million due to inflation and market appreciation. So not only are we being paid to hold the debt, but the underlying asset appreciated by millions of dollars. This is why the wealthy love inflation and poor people fear it. The wealthy own appreciating assets financed with fixed debt. When inflation occurs, our assets appreciate in nominal terms, while our debt becomes cheaper to service in real terms. But the poor and the middle class hold their wealth in cash and cash equivalents, which loses purchasing power during inflationary periods. They also tend to have variable rate debt like credit cards and adjustable rate mortgages, which becomes more expensive to service during inflationary periods. This creates a massive wealth transfer from the poor and the middle class to the wealthy during every inflationary cycle. The wealthy gets richer and the poor gets poorer, and most people don't even understand why it's happening. The Federal Reserve, which controls monetary policy, is essentially a wealth transfer mechanism that benefits asset owners at the expense of wage earners and savers. Every time they print money, they're devaluing the currency and transferring wealth from people who hold cash to people who own assets. This is why financial education is so important. If you don't understand how the monetary system works, you'll be a victim of it. But if you understand how it works, you can position yourself to benefit from it instead of being harmed by it. Now, let me share with you one of the most powerful wealth building concepts that the wealthy use but never talk about in public. It's called the velocity of money, and it's how the same dollar can work in multiple places simultaneously to multiply your wealth exponentially. Think of it like the multiverse in the Marvel universe. Poor people think about money like a lake, still stagnant and limited. They save money in one account, spend that same dollar, and that's the end of the story. But the wealthy think about money like a river, always flowing, always moving, always working. Here's how this works in practice. Let's say I buy a property for $500,000 with $100,000 down. That property appreciates to $700,000 over 3 years. Now I have $200,000 in equity that I can access without selling the property. I go to the bank and refinance the property, pulling out $140,000 in tax-free cash. Now I have my original property still appreciating, still generating cash flow, still providing tax benefits. Plus I have $140,000 in cash to deploy into another investment. I use this $140,000 as a down payment for another property worth $700,000. Now I control $1.4 million worth of real estate with my original $100,000 investment. But I'm not done yet. Both properties continue to appreciate. Both properties generate cash flow. Both properties provide tax deductions. And in a few years, I can refinance both properties and pull out cash to buy more properties. This is how $1 becomes $5 of working capital. This is how wealthy people multiply our money exponentially while poor people struggle to save their first $100,000. The key inside here is that the wealthy never think in terms of spending money. We think in terms of deploying capital. Every dollar we deploy must generate more dollars. Every investment must generate multiple streams of value, cash flow, appreciation, tax benefits, and the ability to leverage into more investments. This is why we, the wealthy, get richer faster over time. This is not just compound interest, it's compound leverage. We're compounding our returns on an ever-increasing base of assets, all financed with other people's money. Meanwhile, the poor and the middle class are told to save in low-yield accounts and invest in diversified mutual fund that generates mediocre returns. They're playing a completely different game with complete different rules, and they wonder why they can't keep up with the wealthy. The velocity of money is different between linear wealth building and exponential wealth building. It's the difference between you saving your way to wealth over 40 years and leveraging your way to wealth in 10. But here's what they don't want you to know. The banking system is designed to facilitate this velocity of money for the wealthy while restricting it for everyone else. When a wealthy person wants to borrow money against their asset, banks completely give them the best rates, the best terms. When a poor person wants to borrow money, they get high interest rates, restricted terms that keep them trapped in debt. This is why building your first asset is so critical. Once you own appreciating assets that the bank will lend against, you gain access to the same financial tools that the wealthy use. You can start playing by their rules instead of rules they created to keep you poor. Now, let me expose the final piece of this conspiracy. And this part is going to make you the angriest because it reveals how the entire financial service industry profits from keeping you poor. Every piece of mainstream financial advice is designed to generate fees and commissions for the financial services industry while keeping you dependent on their services forever. Financial advisors want you to invest in mutual funds because they collect management fees every year, whether the fund performs well or not. They don't want you to own real estate directly because they can't charge you ongoing fees for a property you own outright. Banks want you to keep money in savings account because they can lend it outright at much higher rates. They don't want you to understand how to use debt strategically because then you'll be competing with them instead of funding them. Insurance companies want you to buy whole life insurance as an investment because they can invest your premium at a higher return while paying you lower returns. They don't want you to understand that term life insurance plus real estate investment would give you better results at lower costs. The government wants you as a W-2 employee because your taxes are automatically withheld and you have limited deductions. They don't want you to become a business owner or a real estate investor because then you'd have access to the same tax strategies that the wealthy use. Even the debt-free guru are part of the system. They make money selling books and courses that teach you to avoid the very tools that could make you wealthy. They keep you scared of leverage so you never compete with the people who are actually building wealth. This is why financial education is not taught in school. This is why the mainstream media focuses on stock picking instead of wealth building strategies. This is why you're told to diversify instead of concentrate. They want you confused, scared, and dependent so that you keep feeding the system that makes them richer. So what's the solution? How do you escape this trap and start building real wealth? You reverse engineer everything you've been taught and start doing what the wealthy actually do. Instead of saving for a house to live in, save for a down payment on an investment property that generates cash flows. Instead of paying off debt as quickly as possible, possible. You acquire appreciating debt that makes you richer over time. Instead of trying to avoid taxes, you learn how to legally minimize them through business ownership and real estate investments. Instead of diversifying your investment across mutual fund, you concentrate your capital in assets you understand and can control. Instead of working harder for your money, you make your money work harder for you through leverage and cash flow. This is not about getting rich quick. This is about getting rich correctly, using the same strategies that creates generational wealth for centuries. The wealthy have been using these strategies since the beginning of capitalism. The only difference is that you now know their playbook. As an immigrant who came to this country with nothing and have built over $400 million in real estate using these exact principles, I can tell you that the American dream is not dead. It's just being hidden from you by people who profit from your ignorance. But here's what I need you to understand. Knowledge without action is worthless. You can watch this video, you can understand these concepts, but if you don't take action, nothing is going to change. The wealthy don't just know these strategies, they implement them. The choice is yours. You can keep following the financial advice that's designed to keep you poor, or you can start thinking and acting like someone who's actually built wealth. You can keep being the victim of the financial system, or you can learn to master it. Your ancestors didn't sacrifice everything they had to come to this country so that you could live paycheck to paycheck and retire broke. They came here so that you can build generational wealth and create a legacy that lasts for centuries. It's time to honor their sacrifice by breaking free from the poverty programming that's kept your family trapped. It's time to start playing by the rules that actually create wealth instead of rules that keep you poor. If you're ready to learn exactly how to implement these strategies, if you're ready to acquire your first income producing asset using other people's money, if you're ready to start building real wealth instead of just dreaming about it, then I've created a free training that will show you exactly how to do this. But I'm going to warn you, once you see how the game is played, you can never unsee it. You'll recognize how much wealth you've been leaving on the table. You'll understand why, no matter how hard you work or how closely you follow conventional advice, financial freedom has still felt out of reach. The link is below. Click now and let's begin building wealth that you and your family were designed to experience, because this isn't just about your freedom. It's about breaking generational cycles of lack and creating a legacy of abundance. Always remember, wealth isn't measured by how much money you make. True wealth is measured by how much money you keep and how hard that money works for you. Stop trading time for dollars. Start putting your dollars to work for you. Your future self and your family tree will thank you.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.